complication, which is that Libyan government, because it's essentially a divided government in a stalemate, something like a civil war, and it is a failed state. They're financially frozen. They have a lot of money sitting in their central bank from all of their oil wealth, $150 to $180 billion. But no one will allow them to spend it because no one's sure which government is in power and no one's sure whether the money being spent is legitimate. And so Eric had this problem, which was he had the Libyans who were interested, but they couldn't pay for anything. And so the EU, partnering with the EU, potentially was a way to get half of it funded from Europe and also to get the Europeans to help free up some of that money. And so now Eric Prince was offering something, not just a mercenary force. He was acting as a banker. He was a real knight in shining armor for Libyan government officials who are sitting there with no money. And so what we saw and what we could see from and what our sources were saying was that what this was an opportunity, unlike the other proposals that he was offering, was the ability to be a banker.